Welcome to Sepia RVP, Radio Voice Phenomena, with your host Eric Dion and his two co-hosts, Jessica Dion and Amy Dreammaster. We'll talk with the foremost experts in paranormal activity and share our thoughts with you every week here on Sepia RVP. Now here's your host, Eric Dion.
Welcome everyone to Sepia RVP Radio.
Hello everybody!
Woohoo! Hey!
Alright.
Sorry.
Well, I'm your host Eric, and with me my two co-hosts, Jess and Amy.
Hello!
And it's going to be a little bit different tonight because I'm really edgy because we have, as you heard before me, Frank is running the board now for the show, and we're working out everything, and we're going to, over the next week or so, be updating and bringing you a better quality show, if that's possible with us. but right. I don't have anything to keep myself occupied, so I'm very twitchy today.
Eric has came out from behind the curtain.
So
he is being revealed tonight.
So a couple things, just so you know, you can go to the top of the chat room, and where it says live video, click on live video, and it will take you to the webcam, and you can see everybody on the webcam through the live video section. And
not very clearly yet.
No.
Yeah, we can do that. And I'll let you guys talk for a minute, and I'll focus the camera.
All right. Well, tonight on the show, we have a bunch of wonderful people that we actually got to meet, two of them, when we were in Fort Mifflin.
Yes.
They're from New Jersey. Their group is Spectres Investigations. And we will be bringing on Cal, Shane, Joe, Craig, Jen, and TJ here in a minute. And we will be talking to them about a bunch of interesting things. And we will also be giving away a couple of their DVDs that they have, that they've wonderfully shipped to us. And I think we have, three of them to give away? So we're going to do kind of like little silly games throughout the night. I'm going to tell you guys right now the first one. When we say the word "I love orbs," the first person to private message us will win the first DVD. And that's all I'll say.
For real.
All right. So, yeah, this... Wow, I am so thrown off.
Do you want to go sit back there where you're used to
Kyle, if you scroll up to, if you're at the pararex.com webpage and in the chat room at the top, there's a bar there at the top that shows Showtime Forum, News Events, Contact. There's one that should say Live Video at the top. So go ahead and go there, and it should take you to everything. So let's see. What else can we talk about real quick?
I don't know.
How about the event?
Phantasm.
Phantasm 2009.
Phantasm. Phantasm.
Phantasm 2009, everybody, for you that haven't heard about it for some reason or another.
Hiding under a rock. I don't know.
Or hiding in the closet. You know, I don't know.
I don't want to know if they're in the closet or not.
Behind the curtain?
Behind the curtain. Basically, Phantasm 2009 will be in Wilmington, North Carolina, September... What?
She just was like...
will be September 10th through the 13th, and it's going to feature Gavin Cromwell as our guest. And that Thursday night, we're going to have a dinner at the Front Street Brewery. That's included with after that with a gallery style reading from Gavin himself. Then after that, you can sign up for readings from Gavin and others that we'll have on hand Friday. And Friday we'll do the readings, and then Friday night we're going to be doing a ghost walk. And with that ghost walk, Gavin's actually going to give his input on what he's picking up, what he's seeing. And then the tour guide will go ahead and chime in and give what he's seeing.
Jess is like building a freaking box to sit up.
I'm sure Hold on.
And then Saturday we're going to have a... We're going to have some vendors and other people on hand to talk to you. And then after that, we're going to have break up into groups and do some investigations in the Wilmington area. And then Sunday, we'll end things with checkout and checking out and going to a brunch over at Carrabba's and say our goodbyes and say what we think we caught or saw or anything like that.
It's haunted.
Yeah, it's on it. And then end up, and all this is, we're only selling 50 tickets. Actually, there's less than 50 tickets available right now. And they're only $125 for all 4 days of the event. So make sure you go to www.sepianc.com. That's SEPIANC.com. Click on the Phantasm link and get your tickets now before they run out. Because once they run out, we're not selling anymore just because some of the places that we're utilizing are very small and it's going to be an intimate setting. So
a crocodile just fell out of my head.
So, all right, everybody. Well, I guess without further ado.
All right.
You got a sock monkey around your neck, crocodile on your head.
I do have at least it's not a ding-dang on my head.
It depends on what you classify as.
Rule number five, do not put on the face. That's all I gotta say. Skip rules 1 through 4, go right to 5, do not put on the face.
So I guess without further ado, what we'll do is we'll bring on our guests.
Oh, wait, quick thing. Sorry, I didn't want to
interrupt you. Oh, yeah, today. It's Selena's birthday. You ready? We're gonna sing?
We can.
All right. On the count of three, we'll sing happy birthday.
Oh, Jesus. Ready? 4, 3, 2,
rule number 1.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Selena. With Sepia.
Woo!
Happy birthday to you.
And me.
You rock, girl. All right. That and Sepia, Selena with Sepia is actually in the chat room, so make sure you all wish her a happy birthday today.
Yeah.
And
32, baby. That wasn't nice. Hey, I'm 32. Eric's 32. How does it feel to be in the club?
You've made it to the big leagues. I do want to say special... Shush. I do want to say a special thanks to Reverend Tim, as always. He gets the chat room nice and drunk for us, so they don't have any reason or any way possible to leave, so they're forced to listen to our show. So,
oh my god, the monkey's tail just went down my shirt.
Now you have monkey tail going down your shirt. Alrighty.
Woohoo! Getting some monkey tail.
Monkey tail. Alright, so, well, I'm going to crack open a monster, and I'll let, whoever has the list of all the names, because I know there's a lot of people with this group.
And
where's the list of all the names?
Right there.
So Jess is going to be kind enough to introduce you all to our guests tonight.
All right. Tonight we have Spectres on. They are from South New Jersey. We have Cal, Shane, Joe, Craig, Jen, and TJ all on with us tonight. So we're going to see if we can all work together. And, wow, it's going to be fun.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah.
Woo-hoo! But welcome.
You guys there?
Yes, we are.
Hey!
We also have Bry.
Support on Sepia RVP. Woo woo!
And this monster that I'm drinking is especially dedicated to Alex at Ideal Event Management.
Yes. And Jason.
I can't stress enough after I sent you guys the medical information about what AMP does to you and your body. It's very disturbing. But, you know, I think all the AMP you've drank has made it a little slow to come over to the monster side and whatnot, so we'll get by that one day.
You'll join us.
So how are all of you guys doing tonight?
Great.
What a good time.
Now, what do you guys at Spectres drink?
I drink Monster.
Oh, look at that! Another Monster!
Red Bull!
Woo. We got a coffee addict on board here, though.
Red Bull!
Hey, Red Bull's better
it's
than
okay.
Amp.
Yes, it is. Oh.
I like Monster too, so I don't hate on Monster.
She likes monsters.
She likes monsters.
She'll take it if she needs it.
I don't want to go and touch that response.
What are you touching?
I'm not touching anything. I
said, rule number five:
do not put on the face.
Sorry, insert. My crocodile head.
Your crotch? What? Oh my goodness.
Oh, sorry, you guys. Sorry. All right.
Back to the show.
Yes.
Happy birthday, Selena.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Selena. Happy birthday to you.
Call number five.
You're not touching the face.
Monkey!
Yeah, we didn't.
Why don't they make us drink like that? You know, just like, say you got Monster and then you got Monkey. Like, you know, big ape on the car. Three times the caffeine of any other drink out there.
Yeah.
Yes. So.
Ceiling cat, Amy snort.
I did snort. Sorry. I have a
tendency. I heard it.
Yeah, I do that when I laugh sometimes. Sorry. Anyways, so we got the wonderful pleasure of actually getting to meet Cal and TJ a couple weeks ago when we were at Fort Mifflin. They drove probably, about an hour and a half to come and visit us?
Yeah, about that.
And yeah. We had a lot of fun. They crack us up. But they actually have been doing some pretty kick-ass investigating and some work out there. So I guess we can start off by explaining to everybody what your group is about and what you guys have done, let's say. We can start with any of y'all.
I guess I'll start. Basically, our mission is search for the haunted truth, you know, haunted or not. Cut out all the BS and just, you know, get the actual hard evidence on film for people to see, because you know, a lot of people talk about experiences, but it doesn't help you when you don't have an image to see.
Cool deal.
All right.
Next.
So we do that. So.
Okay. Well, since we are giving the DVD away here tonight, why don't you guys, you know, explain what everybody will be able to catch on the DVD, and then we'll go from there with more questions on it, because we definitely have some things that we would like to ask.
Okay.
I can see with remote viewing, you guys playing paper, rock, scissors over there to decide who's going to speak.
As we're just kicking each other in the shins.
It should be converted over to Red Bull Monster Am. You know, Monster always wins.
There you go.
Red Bull beats Amp, and if you throw Amp out, you're just SOL.
So the question is, you want to know pretty much what's on the DVD, or you want to know about the DVD?
Actually, like, what inspired you guys to make this DVD? Oh my god, our cat's about to, like, do suicide out of the top window. That's not good. Okay.
We basically want to share as much info with everybody out there as possible, because with all the hearsay about, you know, 2012 and the astrological stuff, and people saying there's, you know, more hauntings popping up here and there, and, you know, people that haven't had experiences are now having experiences, we feel that, you know, the more information we can find and, you know, debunk and make better sense of, we can pass on to everybody else to give everybody else enough ammo to, you know, go from there and pretty much, you know, either protect themselves or get more evidence so we can make better sense of what's going on out there in the afterlife.
Rock on.
Anybody else want to chime in?
Go ahead, Sam. What did you say before on the DVD?
We're a cat's leader that crushes ghosts in her tracks.
Oh, jeez. You guys are a bunch of nutballs.
Serious, but silly.
Uh-oh.
It's like a volleyball net.
We're seriously
back
silly.
Back and forth. We have fun doing what we do.
You got to speak into the mic a little.
We have fun doing what we do. Because we do it.
Right on.
Having fun.
While doing it.
There. It sounds like, for a second, you guys kind of like dropped off, and it sounds like you're a little bit far away there.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yay!
Okay.
I think that what brought us together is that we've all had some experiences before.
Uh-oh.
She's 20 miles away from the mic.
Yeah, we cannot hear her.
You guys might just have to get up and sit next to the mic next week.
Take turns.
Hold on. Just move the mic.
Oh.
Jack.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Awesome. We're here.
No, I was just saying that I think what has brought us all together is that we've each individually had our own paranormal experiences, and we're all friends, and so, you know, Cal came up with the idea, why don't we start actually going out and doing investigations? And so that's how it all started, I believe.
Yeah, well, I mean, we were filming auto racing when we first started, because I have my own entertainment company, and we decided to do a scary movie one night called Spooks. We were going to add it to the car stuff, and then I was like, you know what, let's go out to a abandoned mining town that we know about, a place we call the Paranormal Plains, which is an undisclosed location, because we really can't tell anybody where it's at, and except for a few choice people, which we will let know. But he came across our first ghost that night, but what happened that made us take it seriously is that there was actual physical changes in the environment around us, like the fog that rolled up off the water, which is on a DVD, and it actually closed in from the entire lake on our position coming towards us, but it was rolling against the wind.
Against the wind.
You actually hear us live on the DVD actually say, why is that coming towards us? And then, you know, a couple metaphors later, we were running like girls. So basically after that, I'm like, all right, we need to build a truck. We need to get more equipment. We need to also build our own equipment, which we're in the process of doing right now. We're building things that are not being used right now by all the society.
I heard EVPs.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, you guys do have a couple dude run moments on the video, which is kind of funny.
Another one from our last investigation, actually this past weekend. Yeah. So you guys will definitely see that. That was exciting.
What about the other guys? Yeah. But I was running from a tiger.
Actually, more liger than anything else.
Sweet. I didn't know ligers were in New Jersey, so I'll have to make sure.
It was a spray painted dog.
Now, I know that you guys got this pretty badass vehicle. That was one of the things that, like, Jess and I, when we were sitting outside of the hotel waiting for Cal and TJ to pull up, and they pulled up in this very interesting, I guess you could say, ghost SUV. We were taken back by surprise. They like got mobbed and everything. So, you can explain to everybody a little bit about the Spectre's vehicle.
Yeah, the Spectre's truck is a Hollow One. It's our first ghost vehicle, so hence the one. And we wanted the truck to be also a team member and have its own personality. So the truck does talk. It does say things. It will scream out all sorts of stuff. It also has infrared cameras, police lights, which are under license. We also have 1,000 watts of extra lights. The truck itself, mechanically, is beefed up for more horsepower, suspension, and braking. And, you know, because the truck's got to go anywhere. I mean, some of the places we hit are so off-road that it would take a good 15 minutes to half an hour just to get back to civilization, like the Paranormal Plains. So the truck is an integral part of the team, and we are going to be building another support vehicle, but the Halo 1 is definitely the main truck.
And he treats it like a quad when we're out there. It's sick. You never want to be in it. It's frightening but fun.
Just hold on.
Well, it definitely catches people's attention, that's for sure. Like, we were like, holy crap, what the hell? Like, I mean, like 15 people come running out of the door and like
mobbed you guys, and we were like,
anybody?
Yeah, we've never seen any of them before.
I don't even know who that was. They were jumping in the truck.
Yeah.
They're like, they take pictures of me, and I'm smiling. I'm like, who is this person?
That's good. We like when, you know, people come around and can enjoy what we do.
It's just, oh, sorry. I'm like answering out loud. I was answering out loud to a question in the chat room. I'm sorry. Do you, either of you guys have any questions? Since I'm like going nuts over here with questions. Oh, by the way, I love orbs.
What?
I love orbs, she said.
Yeah, the 3D.
I want a video. I heard it.
Private message. First person to private message.
I'm not near the computer. You gotta just hook me up. I'm part of the team. I deserve a video. You can give me one.
All right.
Well, so Chicken Zombie Tom was the winner of the first DVD.
All right.
Well, what I need you to do, Tom, is now everybody's coming up. Is send me an email with your address and everything. I'll send you our email.
Just put it in private message.
No, because then I have to write it down right now.
Right, and we can't. That's too much.
Just send me an email. That's too much right now. Send me an email to the address I just sent you, and we'll go ahead and get that sent off to you.
Not out there.
And it's Spectre's Investigation, New Jersey, Volume 1. And also, it's autographed and has a decal.
Ooh, decal.
All right.
Right in front of the mic. I bet they love that.
I'm showing everybody. For the love of goodness.
So we have two more to give away through the night. We'll do them different ways.
Do it different ways.
Yeah.
Yes. We like to do it different ways.
Well, number good. We like that.
Not put on the face.
I'm like actually shocked that I haven't heard TJ with some more smart ass like remarks of some kind.
I instructed to not be
holding back.
Don't rule number six, that's it. Don't hold back.
Don't get it on the face.
Wait, that should be rule number four then. Rule number four, don't hold back. Rule number five, don't
put on the face.
All right, that's kind of contradicting each other right there.
I thought that was rule 69. Never mind.
Lord,
all right, TJ, I'm lifting the rule. You can cut while I'll do whatever.
Oh, no, don't do that.
Uh-oh.
Going to jail.
Jail!
Only if they're under 18.
That's only like one click, enter,
and
my teacher.
So, here's a question for you while I'm playing with the kitty.
Meow. Wow, lucky you.
Is it one of those cats with no fur, or does it have fur, man?
It has fur.
All right, cool.
Hey, Kali Ma will kick your ass.
So,
sorry.
In your video, what are some of the places that you investigated in Volume 1?
We did Paranormal Planes, which are first encounters, the first stop on the DVD. We've done the Devil's Tower, a.k.a. Alpine Clock Tower. Also, Lambertville High School, the Grenville Hotel in Bayhead, New Jersey, along with the Millstone House, which is a bonus on the DVD because we actually had a special guest from Mischief TV with us, and Dustin Worleys, who came along with us, and he actually had to experience the hardcore action firsthand, and you'll actually see him run with a very big skirt on in that episode.
Yeah, that was pretty scary.
It was very scary. You know, when a house moans at you and says, oh, and then all of a sudden you're like, you hear that? And something steps out of the house after us, and we run, and he's in the truck yelling, make sure the doors are locked. And I'm like, turn the back light on, and he's flipping the camera around, and we get an EVP saying, watch out. Like, it's just, you know, it gets a little insane because some of the places that we're checking are not noted for being haunted, you know, and then we're finding out there's more activity there than that's been, you know, noticed before, so.
Somebody's got a cell phone near speaker. Oh, God, yeah. Thank you.
did one of you...
Is that you guys? Get rid of those.
And we're playing with like a cell phone?
No.
I think something's just trying to contact us.
That's it. They've all been shut off.
Well, that's nothing new on our show. So, hey, we've had live possession going on our show before. So it ain't nothing new.
So.
What is that all going on?
Okay.
Now?
Let's see. What else you want to ask me? Go ahead.
No, you go.
No, you go. Ladies first.
God, I'm not a lady.
All right.
actually, goodness. I don't even know right now. There's so many questions. Oh, wait, I did want to say, though, that I love the blooper reel. Like, you guys, like, out of everything, that cracked my ass up. You guys are some silly cats.
Sorry.
What?
He's partial hearing. We basically just wanted to let everybody know that, you know, there's a human side to us. We're not saying that we're the best, that we're just a bunch of, you know, good people that just go out there and try to kick as much butt as possible, but we want to let them know that we're human.
It's good you're not saying you're the best, because you'd have to change your name to Sepia.
Oh!
Yeah. Okay.
Right. Yes.
I'm sorry, I had to throw that out there.
Although our monkey down here is a lot bigger than yours.
Yeah, man. Again.
I like the size of my monkey. I am very happy with it. Thank you very much.
It's your average monkey.
Ours are blow up and they fly.
And I got a stock one.
That's how you use it.
That's how you spank it. Get it right. Okay, I believe we're getting ready to go to a break. So everybody out there, like I said, thanks for tuning in so far. We'll be back. It's a little different format. And we'll talk to everybody after the break.
So hang in there. Go get your monster.
Paranormal fans, make plans now to attend Phantasm 2009, hosted by Sepia and the Browncoat Pub and Theater. This four-day event takes place Thursday, September 10th through Sunday, the 13th, in beautiful downtown Wilmington, North Carolina. Meet the team from Sepia. Plus, get readings from special guest speaker, renowned radio host, and world-famous psychic, Gavin Cromwell. This event includes a special dinner on Thursday, a ghost walk on Friday, participation in an investigation on Saturday, with a brunch and review Sunday. Plus, there'll be vendors, private readings, and more. This event is limited to the first 50 people who sign up. So don't delay. Reserve your seat today. For more information and to reserve your seat, go to www.sepianc.com. Groups welcome and discounted rooms are available for this event. That's www.sepianc.com. Phantasm 2009. Don't miss your chance. Reserve your seat today.
I don't like coffee. It makes me jittery. Here's an impression of me on coffee. I've had some coffee. Hey, what are you doing? I don't know what you're doing because I've had too much coffee. I don't know. Don't drink too much coffee, kid.
Coffee mug, cause I'm a way to haze. Liquid proof that I can win this race. Coffee mug, the threat that cases all. They interlink, keep it punching all. I don't need no food to drugs, I just suck with my coffee mug. I don't need no kiss milk, I just suck with my coffee mug. They've been banned, my liquid drug of sores. There's too many hooks, and they've got too much voice. So for the moment, we're all pretty good to go. When I get cooked, when I am on go. I don't need no food to drugs, I just suck with my coffee mug. I don't need no kiss milk, I just suck with my coffee mug.
And now back to Sepia RVP Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. And once again, I'm your host, Eric Dion. Having my panic attack of not having anything to do with my hands and everything during the show.
Here's a monkey to play with it.
I don't want to spank the monkey. And with me, my two lovely co-hosts, Jessica and Amy.
Hello.
I'm riding on Jessica's lap right now.
And I'm liking it.
So, let's see. Before the break, we were talking about, I think, the blooper reel and everything.
Yep. Yeah.
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 That was actually a blooper reel from us doing our
blooper.
Bios for the, so people could see us one-on-one on our website, and we messed up so many times, it's so funny, I'm like, it's got to go on a DVD.
Which is actually SpectersInvestigations.com.
And plug, go, plug away, no. That's what you guys are on here for. Oh, God, Eric, I'm punching you in the head. New Jersey Devil.
I'm going to break out the Devil's flag next week.
Whatever. And I'm making
sure we can go with the Jersey Devils. I'm happy with
it. It won't make it in the house. It'll get burned.
I'm going home and grabbing my Red Wings.
They'll get burned.
Yeah. And then I'll punch you in your
head. I brought mine with me.
Detroit, right?
Yeah. Hey.
All right. Anyway, I have a question.
Oh, Jess has a question.
You know, just kidding.
So, I will play favorites and say who has to go first, but, what was your favorite moment in the video that you guys made?
Our favorite moment. Did we even discuss that at all?
No. I mean,
are you talking about freaked out moment or funniest moment?
All right, and what video are we talking about?
What either do freaked out or funniest, whatever, but each of you, we want to hear what each of one of your favorite moments were.
Well, the spoofs are my favorite as far as funny on there. You know, me personally, being the head of the team. But the, I'd say this, the pinnacle moment on a DVD for us is the Millstone House, and because you know it was just live activity happening right in front of us, and actually you know chased us out of there. So that Millstone House was my favorite.
Coffee breaks are my favorite.
That's Craig.
Thanks, Joe.
Yes.
Appreciate that.
I can say my favorite was actually the very beginning when we were running our first encounter and we barreled in back of a pickup truck screaming our head off. It was exciting because it was the first real encounter that, you know, we had besides our personal experiences. As a team, that was the first one and it was lots of fun and exciting. Yeah. And, you know, it's like being on a roller coaster on the first time, that first excitement.
Yeah, what I don't agree with was why we built the truck, and that's because there was sharp metal in the back of that pickup, and he hits the gas, and there was whoop-de-doos, and we're screaming and getting banged around in there, and you slammed the door.
I was enjoying it. Obviously, you can tell by me landing on the video.
I was laughing because I was scared to death.
I like all that crazy stuff.
I liked paranormal planes also. It's funny because Cal said that even though like I must have been like really far into the building. In other words, I was like in front of everyone else. But as soon as we got scared, I somehow made it out of the building first.
Yeah, she was behind us, though. We don't know.
I know. She was already in the truck with her seatbelt on and everything.
A couple of us were on four twitching because we got stopped.
Well, there it is. Okay. All right. Was that everybody?
No. TJ, what is your...
I'm TJ.
I plead the fifth.
No, you can't do that.
I just have so many, I can't think of one.
Nice. Okay, well then here's a question. What is the name that you used on the blooper reel sitting there in your doctor's outfit?
Oh, are you talking about my second job? Yes. I am actually a monkey gynecologist.
Oh.
And my name is Dr. Feltersnatch.
You okay there?
I'm good. All right.
The red ones. The red ones only, but
For the love of God.
We answered what red one we're talking about.
Already.
Was it only
baboons? Baboons.
Yeah. Baboons. Yeah. Mainly baboons.
Just specialized.
The red-butted ones, man.
You guys...
We thought having an EMT would be a new twist to a paranormal unit, so we actually how we met was funny. I mean, I drove past the first aid building in Hollow One. I went to the shore to take pictures of the moon to check out the phases and prove that the phases of the moon, you know, did or didn't have anything to do with hauntings, and possibly did that night because. I got literally chased down by a first aid Ford Expedition, jumping the curb, flying up to my truck. I thought I was under attack or something. And one of these other guys gets out and goes, "Hey, you guys for real?" And I was like, "Yeah." And he's like, "You got to check out our building." And we ended up checking out their building, and there was a lot of activity there. And, you know, it's under our undisclosed location, and that's where Craig actually got his shirt pulled. We won't tell you exactly what building, but we'll tell you that the... activity on the website with his shirt getting pulled is that building.
Well, I guess.
Now, yeah, and then he's been on the team ever since, and he's been kicking butt and taking names, and he's also our, you know, first aid in case we get hurt.
You put my leg back on last week. It was really nice of him.
Always a good
thing. What was he doing playing with your leg?
It had fell off, and he was pretty close to it. So he put it back on for me.
All right, that didn't sound right.
Attachable leg?
It's actually a wooden leg.
Yeah, I was attacked by a shark, and
tag leg, guys.
Wooden leg.
It's actually a beast. He walked up and kicked it.
Yeah, I thought it was dead, and it wasn't. So you know, wooden leg.
Oh, you get attacked by that stick though.
I got attacked. This weekend, yeah, that was great. I got a nice bruise. I'd love to show you. Pretty high up on my thigh. I'm still alive, and it bit his leg off.
What? This is from Chicken Zombie Tom in the chat room. What would?
Chicken Zombie.
What would you consider to be the most haunted place in America?
Well, it is a worldwide ghost hunt for us, but we're starting with home base New Jersey, and we'll probably have about 3 or 4 volumes out just for Jersey alone. I mean, there's so much going on here.
We really can't comment on America because right now we've only been mostly in New Jersey. We have touched out of other states, but all we really could comment is what we find most haunted in New Jersey. I don't know. I can't speak for them, but for me personally, I'd like to say the Grenville.
Well, the Grenville too, yeah, but the Lambertville High School is...
The ghost
was watching us leave. You know, he was standing in the window. We got a full-blown picture of this thing.
They got the most activity at, I guess, let's say Echo.
Yeah.
Road. Oh, yeah, they're very, very active there.
Lots of activity. Yeah. Anybody
that's a tough question, because, I mean, we've seen a lot of action. Yeah. This group of... can honestly, I think that we get the most action in reference to ghosts than any other team in the world. I can honestly say that. And we haven't even left New Jersey.
Yeah, we've made a ghost laugh. We've been chased by one. We chased it.
We chased, scratched. We had our clothes removed. Well, pulled.
Yeah. You know, Craig's been scratched on the forehead, 3 scratch marks on the forehead, which is, you know, as the paranormal world knows, is supposed to be a demonic scratch. But we're not calling things demons or...
Oh, don't even get into saying anything about demons.
Yeah, we don't use the terminology demons. Basically, we just put it down as, you know, for us, it's positive and negative energy. Until somebody actually sits down and has an interview with one of these things, then we can find out whether it's a real demon or not. Until then, it's more of a, like a religious belief, and we deal with hard evidence. So it's we take in consideration, you know, what's said biblically, along with paranormal and astrological, and we try to take everything together and make better sense of it, so we can post it on the website and let everybody else make up their mind. But we'll just say positive and negative energy right now.
Take a breath. Good.
Did you just say take it, bro?
Okay.
You guys. He talks a lot, man. He talks a lot.
He speaks eloquently,
but he talks a lot.
He'll talk the ears off of Brass Monkey.
Yeah. So.
Monkey!
It's not my fault. I get stuck at Wawa getting coffee for like, I'm going to get a cup of coffee, right? And we don't leave for 4 hours because we got people talking to us. So, you know, it's a force of habit, sorry.
You're good at it. You're real good at it.
Right. I'm not the only one that does it, so don't even point
to me. We are going a step further, though. We're building a new equipment to get closer and get more evidence. We're going as far as even crazy ideas of equipment that we're building, maybe to even stop or trap a ghost. I've got blueprints and equipment that I'm building right now that we're going a step further than any other ghost hunter or any other team in the world. There could be new ways and finding new ways to get more evidence for the people out there, and that's what our job is to do. And we're going to do it no matter how far we have to go.
Speaking of that, actually.
Yeah. So what are you guys working on as far as equipment goes? Are you allowed to tell us?
I'm gonna let Shane answer that one on the device that he's building and I'm helping him with. He knows the science behind that, and we're gonna test it. So I'll let Shane go with that one.
Before we get into that, let's go ahead and give away another DVD.
Yeah, almost.
I want it.
Should do it, Eric.
I have half a one. It's scratched. Mine skips.
All right. So here's the question, everybody. How does Alice kill Freddy Krueger in Nightmare on Elm Street 4? First one to PM me the correct answer will win the DVD.
PMS.
PMS? Is that what you said? The first one, PMS.
That have to do with the Red Wings from before or something?
They sweat bullets over here.
Sweating like a hostage.
All I have to say is whoever said that, if I ever see you again, we're going at it. Toe to toe.
Nice.
That would be Craig.
All right.
If that's your thing, that's cool. I'm all right with that.
A couple shots at it. Still no winner.
Selena, no PMS.
Yes, sir. Who's a winner?
It's a question. Bobcat missed it.
Okay. The question again. How does Allison kill Freddy Krueger in Nightmare on Elm Street 4?
Anybody? Somebody?
I don't even know.
Bueller?
That. Does she kick him in the nuts or something?
Fire. Oh, wait, I know.
Well, three was dreaming of theirs.
I remember.
You do?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Because Jess and Eric's son is in, like, obsessed with Freddy Krueger.
Hey, that's what it was.
Sorry, wrong movie.
Couldn't you have gotten like three Dream Warriors?
It's like Dream Warriors. Oh, Flying Monkey in the Winter.
That had Doc in it.
Frank, our host, is like, I know the answer. Do I qualify?
Lady B got it.
The mirror.
She showed him his reflection in the mirror, the supposed thing room behind that was that evil saw itself, and that's how it worked. So,
Lady
B, mirror.
Congratulations!
An email with your address and everything.
I'm right there.
And we'll go ahead and get that out to you. Lady so far.
Yeah, congratulations.
So far, Chicken Tom has done it, and Lady D has done it.
Michael blows him up with a dynamite, sticks it in his belt. Nice, Michael. Thank you. You guys are all silly. Silly. All right. So, what was the question that
the
we were...
equipment.
Oh, the equipment.
New equipment coming out.
You wanted to know about our equipment.
Yes, we did. Sure.
Wait, the girls want to know about your equipment. I don't.
Hey, man, you're there, so you're part of this.
He's a little scared. You just came out of the curtain.
I get you.
Okay, ready?
Yeah, they're
ready.
Good? Okay, well... I can't really get too technical with it because we're trying to keep it under wraps a little bit. It's, you know, all I can say is that there is, I'll break it down a little bit for you as far as there's going to be, that I'm designing is an orb trapper that could possibly trap an orb.
He said orb. Did I get a video?
Did you just say it's an orb trapper?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Serious.
Yeah, seriously.
Orb trapper.
How in the flip do you trap?
Like, is that, now, just from my standpoint.
That's classified information.
I'm going to need to know base.
Classified bug catcher?
It's similar to
or
a bug catcher.
Buster?
It's basically, I really can't get too technical with it, but it's going to be a container that is designed, basically, for the job it's going to do. And I'm not saying it's going to work, I'm not saying it's not. But that's the whole part about ghost hunting, is to find new ways and go new directions. Usually everybody does the same thing on every show. Taps, they get their cameras, you know, it's the same thing all the time. And we're just going in a new direction completely. So everything's going to be, basically it's going to be testing. That's all we're going to be doing, is testing new ways and new theories.
Yeah, so
and trying
works,
to get closer to the
if,
truth.
If it works, that's awesome. If not, then we learned.
Yeah.
Try something else.
We try something else, exactly.
Okay.
Not to knock the great equipment we get from ProMeasure.com. Thank you.
Thank you, ProMeasure.
Thank you. Thank you, ProMeasure.
Cool deal.
Okay.
Right. We've got some questions, actually. We have another question from Chicken Zombie. He wants to know, analog or digital when it comes to recording EVPs?
Both. Always go with both, because then you could prove that maybe your electronic one, some people could say, oh, well, it wasn't calibrated, or, you know, something's not right here. If you do have both, then two is always better than one.
Yeah, because our biggest enemy is skeptics, and I do post something about skeptics on the website, but we do have to cover our bases with everything, because, you know, like, when we take just simple pictures, we have to take two or three at the same time. Because we want to know if it's, you know, something that's, you know, natural or not natural, but we try to cover our bases on every angle.
Cool.
And if that don't work, we're going to take it back to 8 tracks. And
you never know, man. That might work.
Bring it back.
Polaroid. Bring the Polaroid back.
Back, man. In the God of the beat.
All right. So here's a question, and it's just through the rumor mill that I heard it and sparked my interest.
It's true. I didn't do it.
Five.
It's true. All right. Guys.
I heard that you guys don't investigate private residents.
Right now we don't because we're new and we drive around. We do have the truck we have. We get a lot of kids thinking that we're GB and we're not. On the professional side of us actually getting the evidence we want to go to locations that are of historical significance or of interest. You know, that's why we cover the myths, legends, and ghosts, all like on our logo. We want to, find out, like, also, you know, we have a book here everybody knows about, and we're in New Jersey, and basically these places are said to be haunted, and we want to know the truth, are they haunted or not, and that's our job. But we're not excluding houses right now. But we do have a lot of invites to do houses, and when we actually are done testing the new equipment we're building, we'll be more than happy to help people out.
Especially if they have beer.
Goodness. Yeah, basically we'll do it. We're going to be doing it when the time is right, and we're not going to be charging anybody to do it. I mean, everything we do is out of pocket, so we work off of our own money, and also any sponsorship help or donations that come in. Outside that, it's mostly us making it happen.
Right on.
And we pimp out TJ from time to time.
Yes.
Because that works too.
And I'm sure TJ has no problem with that either.
I guess tired like anybody else, but he takes it for the team. He's a good guy.
We usually end up losing a lot of money than gaining money, but... Actually, Jaeger.
Yes.
He doesn't.
So, okay. Okay, here's
cue cards.
Yeah, cue cards. We're passing notes. It's like
so we can take turns.
Yeah, so we can take turns.
That one's a bottle, yeah.
It's polar bear. It's polar bear.
It's polar bear cream soda.
Parabear cream soda. Out for curtain.
Parabear, okay. Yeah. For those that
I didn't see the seal break on that bottle, you know. Is it the bottle 100 proof?
Yeah, for
that could be easily empty.
All right, we're just doing it. Drink it.
Evidence, baby, evidence.
I said, drink.
I'll do a kickstand later. Kickstand a monster.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
But yeah, for those of you that hadn't heard out there, Chris and Amy and Jess dubbed me Pear Bear.
No.
Negative.
No.
It was
you
not
guys were in the chat room.
Yes. That was
negative.
Chris. That was Chains of Desire, Chris. That has nothing to do
with it. He came up with it.
And as a matter of fact,
to answer your question,
I'm ready to put on boxing gloves and take you
himself.
Ahead.
Who has control?
I have a question for you guys.
Go for it.
Do you guys did you happen to look at the DVD?
Yes, we did.
I'm looking at it right now.
What was your favorite part of the DVD other than the bloopers?
Ha! There you go.
Put on the spot.
Well, I'm going to have to rewatch the DVD on the computer.
I thought so.
Because we have a 65-inch TV and there's a lot of
story. Sure you do.
Yeah, we all do, buddy. His address is no kidding. Around. 65.
I'd have to say my favorite part of the DVD was, and this is just because I have a thing with like the New Jersey Devil and stuff, was when you're going to the section and looking for the house.
Or the tomb.
Oh, on Jacob's Ladder?
Jacob's Ladder.
Okay.
And the way you guys were contemplating of how to get in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Funny.
Yeah, Joe asked about halfway up. He's like, why do I have to do this? And my brother's like, you're already up there. Like, just go. I mean, we got to find a way in. I mean, that's our job, you know, search for the truth, so... Glad you liked it.
Yeah, we did.
Of course, did you like the part where Joe jumped off a 10-foot roof?
That was actually really freaky, because when we were there, there was a house. It was way out in the field, they were, like, listening. When was it?
No, it was July or something.
Yeah, and they were, like, blasting Lionel Richie Christmas stuff. It was freaky, 29th, man. There was some really weird tunes coming out of the house.
No, it was Christmas music. It was country Christmas music.
That's right.
Bunch of different Christmas music.
Yeah, June 21 and loud, 29th.
Man, loud. Dude, that Sirwin Vegas ripping, it was awesome, but it was, like, scary.
Yeah, actually, we went there, but right before there, we were in New York City.
Yeah, we did a tour of New York City, which people requested us to do, and we had fun. Doing that.
That was a lot of fun, so I know it was on June 29th. So Christmas music on June 29th.
Yeah. You're almost right if you're doing that.
To each his own.
Birthday.
Yep,
that's Amy's half birthday. Yep.
That's my birthday.
Our half birthday, which
if you can figure that out.
Yes.
So it's halfway in between your birthday?
We have a person with a brain in the house. Oh, sorry.
Go reward yourself. Spank the monkey.
Oh, yeah, no. TJ, put it away. Put it away.
There we go. So,
thank you, Amy. Announcement real quick before I forget about this. Earlier in the night, just so everybody knows, I made a deal with Jimmy from Ghost Chatter, and we're sending him a flying monkey in exchange for Jamie from Paravision. So, Jamie from Paravision is technically now
a Sepia girl.
Is Sepia. And she said she'll cook and clean for us. And
wear a black cat suit like yeah. with me and Jess.
And I send something. Since retreating here.
We're going to be the pair of hotties and like walk around in like cat suits and look all.
I have no hello with that.
So, yeah, they're going to dress up like shadow people for people to investigate and say, oh, look, haunting.
Where'd I go? Where am I?
I don't know. Just as a shadow person. Holy crap. Whoa, sorry. All right, so I
have any questions for us?
Actually, I do. I have a question. How do you guys determine if a place is haunted?
Evidence. Yeah. You have to have visual evidence because you really don't find many people that they want to see stuff. They want physical evidence. They want to hear. They want to see it. I mean, seeing is believing, so...
Environmental changes, you know, like temperature drops, everything has to coincide with the equipment, personal experience, but we don't want to rely on just personal experience. It is our job to let people know if it's haunted or not, but we have to give them the evidence to let them make up their mind for themselves. But if we say the place is haunted, we have to be able to present that hard evidence, physical, digital, electronic, and I mean, whatever we use, we have to present. So
consider. As evidence?
It depends on the order. We're in a dusty situation. We like to stay away from that because there is a lot of skeptics with orbs. We want more than orbs to prove if something's haunted.
We like the moving ones, the ones that actually show tails, the ones that actually show, the ones that are actually moving or showing like a face in them or maybe like letters or different colors.
And we got to put into play too when we're there. If at that situation we take a picture, things feel strange, we can relate to that picture, saying everything was weird at that time when we caught those orbs. Well, then we can say, off of physical evidence or at least physical as far as what we felt, something could have been there at the time more so than if we just took a picture and, wow, look what we found, but we felt nothing, so...
Yeah, we're not trying to, basically sell what we find. We're just
presenting evidence for people to look at and make what you will make of it. If you think you see something like we thought we saw, then great. If not, we'll move on to the next place, and eventually, we're going to find something to turn most people around and say, wow, man, they really caught something wicked. So.
The hardest orb evidence we ever caught was when me and TJ were actually checking out an undisclosed location. And we were tracking an orb that was actually moving from one room to the other all by itself. Now, we even kicked up dust on the table, took pictures, and we weren't really getting anything that looked like orbs from the dust. And what had happened was it was on the floor, and I lost track of it, and it actually passed right through my right ankle. And actually, it was the weirdest feeling I've ever experienced in my entire life. And as it left my ankle, I turned the camera, took a picture, and it was 3 feet from me on the floor. Moving towards the door. So whatever it was, it actually passed right through my ankle, and it's hard to describe what that felt like. It was like somebody passing a balloon through your skin and then right out the other side of your arm. It was just incredible pressure, and then it released, and I never had that happen.
Oh, come on, guys. You're nice. You're nice. I can relate to that.
Rule number five.
Do not put it on the face. All right.
Can you believe we're sober?
I'm sober all the time, and look at me.
Look at the floating monster.
I run around and hump objects. And statues, so hey.
God. Oh, Lord.
So here's a question for you. Are you guys...
stimulating?
Stimulating what?
Did somebody...
We're stimulating at the moment? No.
I am. Get into that.
Are you guys stimulating something?
Familiar with the Singapore theory? And if you are, have you ever tried it on an investigation?
Not familiar with the Singapore theory at all. Actually, I've never heard of it. I mean, okay. we got so much going on here. I mean, we still have people telling us about places in New Jersey we haven't even hit yet.
So what is the Singapore theory?
I don't know.
The Singapore theory is when you play like old-time music from a certain era to stimulate around.
Yeah. I didn't even know that was a Singapore theory, but we did that at the Grenville.
We like to call that rocking out with the old ghost, man.
Yeah. We played swing music on the porch, and that's when we started getting the motion sensor to go off, and that's when
that's freaking motion sensor. I'm sorry. It drove me.
It's loud, isn't it? It's right in your house, doesn't it?
It's like 3 in the morning with nothing around.
Wow. I'm like, turn it off! I'm like screaming at the TV.
There was a lot more said. We had to cut out a couple metaphors there on film. We try to keep everything as clean as possible because we got fans from like 8 years old all the way up to, you know, retiree age. So it's, you know.
So just give me a hand gesture. What was that? It was a hand gesture. I think she's doing that for TJ.
What?
Nope.
She's telling you to put it down, TJ.
She's passing video notes in class.
TJ, put it away.
What is she doing?
Yep. Okay.
All right. So we're going to give away our third and final DVD.
Just their first
name. Yeah.
Come on.
All right. Here's the question, guys. Get ready.
PMS and listen close. Private chat, the answer.
Can you put the question back up so she can read it?
I know the question.
Oh, okay.
In the movie Ghostbusters, what are the names of the four original members?
Not
first names. You can give me first names. That's fine. But I need all four.
Of their character names?
Yeah, character names.
In the movie. Yes, I am Jason, the president of the Humping Inanimate Objects Club.
it's not damn it.
I can't remember. Yes. That's not the answer.
That is not it.
Jason got it.
Jason from Grasp is our winner.
All right, Jason.
And we'll send the monster with the video for it. So you and Chris can drink
the light.
And Chris was right behind
him. On the dark side.
You know, Chris, you only needed the first names. You probably would have got it if you hadn't put the full names in there.
Right. He's like, Peter Venkman. He's like, I got to get it right.
Well, yeah, just send us an email with your address and stuff.
But, you know, it kind of works because Jason and Chris live with each other.
Oh, well,
so.
Yeah. So
you guys will get to share the video and share the monster.
Share the nice light.
Yes. Don't fight over it.
And if you drink AMP while watching the video, you may experience
some
more phenomena.
Yes.
It's just, that's how AMP works, I guess. It's a mind-altering drug.
You may see more, like, ghosts or herbs.
And you know the rest of the side effects, so we won't even go there.
Premature ejaculation, cancer. What was some of the?
Yeah, if you go to WebMD, everybody, and look up the side effects of AMP, there's some crazy ones. And like Amy said, we were just looking at a couple of them. Pre-ejaculation is one of them. There's cancer.
Is that flaccid or non-flaccid?
I don't know. All I know is that was one of the side effects of AMP energy drinks on MedMD.
Wasn't one of the directions on the can saying, you know, don't drink this if single? No? Okay.
Just thinking it'd be like a real pisser to be like over to family house, petting the dog, and all of a sudden splat. How do you explain that? Oh, I had an AMP. Sorry.
You're off the team. Now.
Cops on the town.
It was an AMP. All right, escort him out.
I'm asking questions.
It was my fault. It was an AMP.
Inquiring mind want to know. I used to drink this stuff. I'm a little concerned at the moment.
So that's why you are the way you are.
Man, it explains a lot, man.
That's why all the ghosts always attack him.
Yeah.
Actually, Craig should share his first experience before he joined the team in a department store. With you guys on the radio.
A department store.
Well, the auto part, you know, like basically a retail store.
All right. Well, what we're going to do, everybody, is we're going to cut to a quick, like, about 5-6 minute break, and we'll be back with the team of Spectres Jersey and everybody out there. So we're going to enjoy our Monster Energy drinks and sit back and relax, and we'll talk to you guys in a little bit. Thanks for tuning in.
August 8th, 1969. The decade of love ended in blood.
In a scene described by one investigator as reminiscent of a weird religious rite, five persons, including actress Sharon Tate, were found dead at the home of Miss Tate and her husband, screen director Roman Polanski.
On July 30th, 2009, Para X takes you there. Join Hidden Realms Gavin Cromwell, Stirring the Cauldrons Marla Brooks, and Positively Psychics Mark Christopher Nelson as they broadcast live from the area that shocked a nation. Three shows, three hosts, 5 hours, live July 30th.
Believe me, if I started murdering people, there'd be none of you left.
It all starts at 7 and ends at midnight. Don't miss this live event of the summer. Exclusively on the Para X Radio Network.
Now back to Sepia RVP Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm your host, Eric Dion, and with me, as always, the two... I don't even have a word. I have a word in my head, I just can't pronounce it. Valacious or something like that?
Valacious?
Yeah.
Valacious means that we would have...
No.
That's voluptuous.
That's voluptuous.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The very Vitacious. Stunning... Vitacious. Jess and Amy.
That's an Amy word. Add that one.
What is the definition of vitacious?
That's look it up in my dictionary when I come out with it. I don't know.
And of course, with us on the air is the team of Spectres.
See, if I stand up, you can see me in the webcam. This is me standing. That's her sitting.
You guys still there?
Yes, we are.
Oh, Wyatt.
Okay. Well, we've got a little bit longer with you guys, and then we have to say goodbye.
Yeah.
Because we have to
But why don't we go ahead and do all the plugs?
Yes, plug away.
Oh, yeah. All right, then. We're here to plug. What you got?
Yeah, you might need some Tylenol in the morning, Cal, if they're plugging away over there.
I got to leave.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, what do you want to plug?
Which is, you know,
website, DVD, how to get it.
Get the DVD on the website. You can also even check out Pro Measure through our website.
Well, what's your website?
It's www.spectorsinvestigations.com.
I will type it in the chat.
And we are as well.
All right.
Give me.
And the 10,000th DVD sold, you get to take Cal home for the night.
What did I do to you tonight?
Whoa. It's not what he did, it's what he's going to do. You know what? The best advice I can say, and I hate that I have to say this, but just drink a lot of Amp and you probably won't feel anything. That was for you, Alex and Jason and Chris.
We love you. Someone gets it on the face.
Just in case Gavin Cromwell is listening, I would like to say it was very awesome hanging with him and you two, Amy, as well as everybody else there from Sepia Radio when we were at the hotel. Gavin was really cool to hang out with, and hopefully you get a chance to hang out with him again.
We will pass it along. I don't know if he is, actually, or not.
I think they're listening, but they might not be in the chat.
Right, okay.
So, cool. So, do you have any more questions for us real quick, or...
Hold on, we're running a group hug at the moment.
And it's pretty hot. I'm the meat in the middle.
Well, as we were talking before off air, that you guys are invited to any investigation that you would like to
attend.
Okay, I couldn't hear you.
Yeah. You're invited to come with us, man.
Where are we?
You took that all wrong.
Not on the face.
That means you can attend one of the investigations that said
team. One thing we definitely do want to say is anybody that is listening, definitely come to the website, give us comments, give us feedback. If you have any places that you think we would benefit investigating, let us know, because we'll definitely check it out.
Yeah, we take suggestions.
Yeah, absolutely. And yes, we know we have to update our profile pictures.
Yeah.
Yes, we definitely do not. I don't know. I don't think I look anything like my profile picture.
No.
I mean, you guys saw me. I think I look a lot different.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Well,
not only at the run specters, but it's a job just updating everything, keeping it fresh. And, you know, it is nuts. It's a lot of work, but, you know, we're going to do it.
Is anybody on the
I want to throw a couple of things out there real quick, just so everybody knows. This Thursday at 11 p.m., Night Stalkers Radio will be premiering on Parex, so make sure you guys tune into that. Also,
11 p.m.
Yeah, 11 p.m. I said that.
Oh, okay.
And that was the first thing I said. Thursday at 11 p.m.
Which should be after Marla's show.
Yes. And then, also tomorrow night, don't forget to tune in to Supernatural Encounters with Mama Lisa and Nathan. They'll be on tomorrow night. And also Gavin Cromwell's show on Thursday nights from 7 to 9 p.m. Make sure you tune into Hidden Realms. And, of course, as always, tune into our shows. But don't forget, also, on Fridays, End Your Week, Ghostology from 10 to midnight with Brian and Anne Marie. If you like our show, you'll love their show. And who knows, maybe we'll team up and do a show together in the future for y'all to really get you riled up.
Be scared. So,
be very afraid.
So, one last question before you get ready to go. This is volume one. How many more volumes are you planning on coming out with at the moment?
Right now we have a second one coming out for October, and we're actually, with all the places that we've been hitting in New Jersey, we'll probably hit about 5 volumes just for New Jersey.
Wow.
So we don't know,
but we will be going out of state
until we can't stand each other anymore.
Yeah, it's like a band right now.
Pretty much.
But we will be venturing out of state to other states, and eventually we'll make our way to the West Coast. We do have some invites to do some investigations over in England already. So we're gonna work on that and find a way to get the truck over there.
Check out a Priest concert.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I'd say at least 4 more.
Well, cool.
Well, yeah.
Well, I hope that we can. Team up with you and do an investigation and
no doubt
have some fun
and trade insight and knowledge and
yes,
exactly. We come down to you guys as well.
TJ shaking his head yes.
Yeah. He'd come down to investigate our property and land. We have all kinds of crazy. Oh, I didn't realize. Did I just say that?
Yeah.
Dang it! I can never go one show saying that.
Notice we do not have the Staten Island accent.
You gotta watch out for those Jersey boys.
Yeah, I know. Trust me.
Right. Oh, and Frank,
they live by power plants, so we're like freakishly large.
I'm gonna drink my monster.
One more
also,
question.
He is asking. We are from New Jersey. We do have a lot of requests from people ask us to hunt down the Jersey Devils. So we might take a little time out to do that too. Hopefully.
Anyway, Michelle, it's time. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready?
Yeah. ADD?
Are you ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
Okay.
We're ready. Do you want to run a first or second? I can't see what you're doing.
I have another question from the chat room.
What's the question?
This is my third attempt. Where would your dream investigation be?
Ooh.
I know.
Hawaii.
Well, to Michael, yeah, he said he's got a volcano to be investigated.
Bet it is.
Volcano. Yeah.
You?
Is it active?
Is it active, Michael?
Seriously,
Michael's in Hawaii, and he has some places over there that he said you guys could come and investigate.
Really? Is he, like, giving us plane tickets and everything? No, we're there!
Gotta take that up with him in the chat room.
We're gonna need a cargo plane. We gotta put the truck in the hotel, in a limo.
Spa treatment.
Yeah.
I like John.
Tropical drink. Real
coconut.
And some physical coconuts.
I would be like that.
My biggest thing is, like, seriously, like, yeah. I there's a couple big ones.
The Bermuda Triangle.
The Bermuda Triangle. So I'd already proved that one. No, it's, what's here?
I'd say honestly, England or
Denmark.
Or definitely. Even someplace in Asia, because there's a lot of activity.
Asia. Well, I'm thinking either England or, like, you know my biggest thing is, I would love to investigate the White House.
You know what I like
would
to
love
do? Yeah, the White House, man. We talked about that.
The White House. Cool. So we know that our leaders are not being influenced by
us. That's right. We don't want to think that they're making rash decisions based upon a ghost telling them to do the wrong thing.
Something told me to hit the red button.
I would love to do a statue.
Yeah, Statue of Liberty would be good, too.
Oh.
I would like to team up with some people from Japan.
Yeah, like we're still working on doing a number of crash sites.
Japan's got some pretty wild stuff happening.
I want to go to Canada.
Okay.
Blame Canada. Canada.
Canada.
What's that in the boot?
A boot?
Is that a boot?
A boot?
Hey.
Give him a horse. Hey, watch it. I'm Canadian. Watch it.
You're not Canadian, are you?
Hey,
you're fired.
You're sucks.
Well, we'd like to go ahead and thank you all for being on the show tonight.
Yes.
We're going to say our goodbyes and let you go and then get ready for our break. And then when we come back from that, we'll be going into our news with Eric Schultes. So, thank you all
for having us,
for coming on. We appreciate it. I'm sure everybody will enjoy your DVDs.
Yes, and we will get it out to Chicken Zombie, Lady V, and Jason. You will be receiving your DVDs. We will send them out tomorrow.
Yep.
Just
cool. Make congrats.
Sure. Yes. And
I still don't have one, but that's okay.
I want to go to the website and tell us what they
call. Yeah, exactly. Chicken, what's his name? Chicken who?
Chicken Zombie Tom.
Chicken Finger. Chicken Zombie Tom.
Yes.
Send us a little thing to let us know what you thought of it once you see it.
Yeah,
this
is the comment.
Thank you, bud.
Yes. And be honest.
And it's fake.
Everybody
has inspectorsinvestigations.com. Yeah, it's all at once. Flood it. Kill it. Destroy it.
It's only just begun.
So, all right, guys. We'll have a great night. Right, we'll talk to you later. All right, everybody. And that was New Jersey Spectres, Cal and his team over there. So... once again, I'd like to thank them for being on. I want to take a quick moment just to thank everybody who's out there in the chat room right now. We have Lady V, Chains of Desire, The Man Who Talks to Angels, J-Daps, Verona, Jason with Grass, Tachi Boy, Alex with Ideal Event Management, Murphy in Detroit, Stephanie, Selena, Gar, Moopy Mush, Kyle, Misty Dawn, Jason, or Dragon Grass, which would be Chris. Michael, Angel for Spirits, hey. Cal, Chicken Zombie, Scott, Night Stalkers, PSI Research. Thank you all for listening and stuff. We're not going anywhere yet, guys. We still got 30 minutes of a show left to do.
Yes, so don't you leave. Yeah,
just know that. Don't think that the show's over just because the guest left. Yeah, you should know by now that it's not how it works. So, but we will have, we're going to take a little bit of a longer break here. It'll be probably about 7 to 8 minutes.
Hi,
or somewhere
Chris.
Up in there.
Sorry.
what we'll do is
come back
with the news and the paranormal news, some sports updates, sports myths, legends, stuff like that, and put our inputs on them, superstitions, and go with it from there. And then we'll also start thinking about it now. What is your RVP or EVP? If you were to die today and somebody had a recorder out, what would you say in an EVP to them?
You can private message us.
And we'll get to that towards the end of the show. So you can start private messaging that now and whatnot. And Jason, you might have missed some object humping.
I'm humping.
She's humping Ho-Ho the monkey.
I'm humping a keyboard.
Ho-Ho!
So,
I'm not even saying that, Chris.
Like I say, make sure everybody, like Chris just said in the private message, go Monster.
Woo-hoo! Yay!
Thank you, Chris. We love you. I can't believe Chris private messaged just that. Wow. That's love. You see, we're slowly bringing you guys over. So, all right. So, yeah, we'll go ahead and get ready to take this break.
Maybe.
And we'll be back shortly.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Mary from the Chad People Radio, and come join Lori and myself at our new time next Sunday, 7 p.m., here on Para X.
the car. He didn't notice that the lights had changed. A crowd of people stood and stared. They'd seen his face before. Nobody was really sure he was from the House of Lords. I saw a film today, oh boy. The English army had just won the war. A crowd of people turned away. But I just had to look. Having read the book, I'd love to turn you.
And now back to Sepia RVP Radio.
Deanna with me, the two lovely co-hosts of Jess and Amy.
Hello.
And now it's time for our paranormal news with Eric Schultes.
Good evening, everyone. I am Eric Schultes with this week's paranormal news and sports update. How's everyone doing tonight?
We're doing good.
Doing well.
It's good to hear Eric's voice. I'm not used to hearing him. All right, well, let's dig into this. First up, I got there's a new movie that came out this week at the box office. It had a little paranormal twist to it. It did pretty well, too. Orphan made $12.7 million this weekend, coming in fourth behind G-Force, Harry Potter, and The Ugly Truth. Orphan is it's a movie about a couple who lose their unborn child and decide to adopt.
They visit a local orphanage and are drawn to this angelic-looking little girl named Esther. Things aren't as they seem once they get home, though. Esther, strange things start happening around the house, and only the mother notices these things happen, and it's always when Esther's around. Mom, Kate, tries to warn everyone of the evil little girl that possess, well, the evil that this girl possesses, but I think it might be too late. But yeah, that movie, $12.7 million, it looks pretty creepy, too. I don't even think I'm going to see that movie. That girl, I don't like little kids when they're kind of scary, you know what I mean?
Right. Well, you don't. You're not a big. Well, actually, you are, but your wife isn't much of a horror.
Yeah. Those movies are just the movies that are, can come true freak me out. Like Friday the 13th and that crap. That doesn't make bother me because it's, you know, how often can you kill a guy 15 times and he comes back every time, you know?
Right. Hey, it's still so fun.
Anyway, all right, well, last week I told you about a BBC show, Torchwood, Children of the Earth. Did you guys check it out?
No, we didn't get a chance to. Things have been a little crazy, but we definitely, I will now after we're about we're hearing.
It's pretty intense, man. And it's about the little kids taking over, you know, the aliens going talking to the kids, and it was pretty creepy. I watched a couple of the episodes. It was a 5-part episode. Well, anyway, this week, BBC's at it again. This week, they have a show debuting called About Being Human. What it does is it just follows the lives of 3 20-something people dealing with how to live amongst humans. Well, the reason they're trying to deal with this is one is a vampire, the other's a werewolf, and the third is a ghost.
Whoa.
Mitchell the vampire and George the werewolf are friends. They find each other. They know they're different. They decide to move in together to try and help each other along. Well, they move into a house with Annie, a ghost of a woman that's killed under mysterious circumstances. She's in this house. And all 3 of them try to live a normal life amongst their neighbors, but only time will tell if it catches up with them. I haven't seen any episodes. I DVR'd the one last night. I'm going to check it out tonight. But it's going to be on Sunday nights on the BBC.
Awesome.
It sounds pretty cool, man. Yeah, it's got the vampire, the werewolf, which I talked about a couple weeks ago, and then it's got the ghost, you know, and they're all living amongst each other, so it should be pretty cool. Real quick, follow-up on last week's mysterious blob off the coast of Alaska. Fear not, Sarah Palin and her fellow Alaskans can rest easily. The blob was tested and found out just to be a massive bloom of algae. Experts say that it's unusual, but not unheard of, for the blooms to appear in the Arctic because the water is so cold. Usually they're on the East Coast, where the waters are a little bit warmer. The blooms cause a lack of oxygen in the water around it. That was why there were sea creatures turning up dead in the blob. I mean, I thought maybe it was swallowing it up or whatever. So that explains all the dead creatures that were found in the blob.
Ooh.
Finally, in the paranormal news, Scotland isn't the only country that can claim a giant water creature. Several tourists in the Chinese province of Guangdong and Hubei... Guangdong! ...reported several sightings of a giant sea creature that left a 10-meter wake after it floated by. It appeared several times over the past weeks. No reports of the size, only that it was a large and has local residents stunned. Skeptics say that the creature is just a giant Canadian trout, which is a vicious fish that grows up to 10 meters long and lives in the lakes where the sea creature has been spotted. I mean, a 30-foot fish, that's a monster to me, even if it's not a giant dinosaur or whatever. But a 30-foot fish with giant teeth is pretty much a monster to me, so I don't know. I'd be scared either way.
Oh, whatever. I had a quick question, Eric. Somebody in the chat room was asking, what is the name of the TV series again on BBC America?
The new one is called About Being Human.
About Being Human?
Yes, About Being Human is the name of the show. And it's on the BBC, and it was on Sunday nights at like 9 o'clock, I think.
Okay. Thank you. Sorry.
No problem. And I think, actually, Amy, I think you might even have a link for that.
We did. We put it in the chat room.
Yep, got it up there.
Okay. Well, that's it for the paranormal news. I got a couple of good sports stories for you this week. Another week, another famous dead athlete. This week's unlucky sports star is former IBF welterweight and WBC junior middleweight champion, 38-year-old Vernon Forrest. Forrest lived in Atlanta. He was gunned down in the street after an apparent carjacking.
That's what reports are. Forrest, who lives in Atlanta, was driving his Jaguar when it broke down. A few males approached the car and demanded that he give his wallet and the keys. Forrest pulled a gun, fired one shot, was shot up to 7 times he was shot. And over 24 shells were found at the spot. Only one bullet came from Forrest's gun. So this guy, you know, just unreal. This is the third famous boxer in the last couple weeks that I talked about. A couple weeks ago I talked about Arturo Gatti. He was murdered in Brazil, supposedly by his wife. And 2 weeks prior to that, former lightweight champion Alexis Arguello died of apparent suicide. He'd just been elected mayor of his hometown in Nicaragua. And 2 weeks later, he killed himself. So,
look
crazy in the boxing world right now.
Yeah.
So, coming up, this just came down today. NFL training camps are opening up this week, and Michael Vick, for a job. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell met with Vick last week and conditionally reinstated him. Basically, that means that any team can sign him in the NFL. He can participate in training camp and the preseason games, but he must sit out the first 5 weeks of the regular season. Won't be eligible to play until the 6th week. Of course, is recently free after serving 18 months in jail for running a dog fighting.
God, you know.
Now, do you have did you have any more news on the guy, the rapist for
get
the Steelers?
He's not a rapist.
What was that now?
Oh, Eric.
Oh, Rocky Ben Roethlisberger? Supposedly what happened with that was last year he supposedly had intercourse with this girl. He comes back to the golf course and the hotel this year to participate in this amateur pro-am golf event. And a girl, because they show up with papers, she filed a civil suit looking for $400,000 in civil damages because he had supposedly raped her. Never filed charges on this, so there's no criminal case, so it's just a civil case that this lady's trying to pull on. But it's Ben Roethlisberger showed up in front of the media the next day and totally refuted it, said he never even met this lady. So it's going to be one of them things that might play out sort of like the Kobe Bryant thing where Kobe got caught red-handed, but Ben Roethlisberger saying that he had nothing to do with it. He apologized for embarrassing anyone, but he had nothing to do with the allegations that were
sweet of a guy. There's no way like he would do that. I'm sorry. Eric and I have been like arguing all week about it.
Well, it was in the news.
I'm so ready to
and they dropped the charges.
That is my
luck on the news.
That is my luck, man.
You and my wife, man.
Sorry, what was that?
I said, you and my wife both love that guy for some reason.
Yes, we do. Eric and
like I said, evidently he loves a lot of people because
he loves
doesn't know how
guy.
To keep it zipped.
That. All right. Go on.
All right. Let's get back on this. I got one more quick story. Yesterday, Ricky Henderson and Jim Rice were inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. Talks already turned into the class of 2010, where there's a couple people that could get voted in. Former Cubs and Expos outfielder Andre Dawson, pitchers Burt Bylevlin and Detroit Tiger Jack Morris are the leftover for previous ballots. Also Mark McGwire, who I think probably won't get in for a while because of the whole steroids allegations.
That was my favorite baseball player growing up.
Who's that? Mark McGwire?
Yep.
Too bad he did steroids. Oh, well. But this year, the few players that are coming on the ballot for next year, Roberto Alomar, Barry Larkin, Edgar Martinez, and the crime dog, Fred McGriff. These guys, Alomar's a for sure inductee. He's the best second baseman throughout the 90s. Barry Larkin went to the University of Michigan. He was a 12-time All-Star and NL MVP. He's on the cusp of probably getting in. But also coming out of Cooperstown today, talk from Major League Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig lifting a lifetime ban imposed on Pete Rose.
Uh-oh.
All-time hit king has been banished from the game after gambling on baseball in the late 80s. He recently admitted to the transgression that has kept him out of where he deservedly belongs in the Baseball Hall of Fame. And reports are that Bud Selig is going to consider lifting his ban so that Pete Rose can finally enter the Hall of Fame. Also this week, Chicago White Sox pitcher Mark Burry pitched the 18th perfect game in Major League Baseball history against the Tampa Bay Devil Rays. This Thursday, tune into ESPN, Summer X Games start. I'll have highlights for that next week. And that pretty much does it for the sports report. I have this week's installment of the Curses and Superstitions. Last week we had the Madden Curse. This week I'm going to talk about the Sports Illustrated Curse.
Uh-oh.
Sports Illustrated, what are you talking about, a curse? Well, what happens is a list of season-ending injuries, fatal car crashes, divorces, batting slumps, shocking upsets, and losing streaks associated with being on the cover of the SI since August of 1954. There's so many of them, I can't name all of them. It's just, that week after appearing on the cover, Robin Givens filed for divorce from her husband, Mike Tyson. Of course, in the story in Sports Illustrated, he admitted that he'd hit her harder than any man he'd ever hit. So maybe that was the reason for the divorce. In 1993, April 93, the Michigan Wolverines graced the cover of the famous magazine. And 2 days later, they lost on the infamous timeout by Chris Webber that cost them the national championship. There's been some good luck that's been associated with the Sports Illustrated, though. Michael Jordan has graced the cover 51 times. He's got 6 championships to show for it. Muhammad Ali has been on there 38 times. And he was, of course, a 3-time former heavyweight champion and the prettiest man on the planet. Just ask him. So all in all, the jinx has been bad for many, but it's a curse to be on the cover. So next time your beloved Carolina Panthers or someone are on there and they're going up in a big game, they're probably going to lose. So that's all I got for tonight. And if you want to give me a call or shoot me an email to my email address, I don't have it written down, Amy. I know you got it. So what is it? sepianews@sepiarvp.
It's sepianewsandsports@sepianc.com.
NC.com, that's it. Yeah, I forgot to write it down today. So that's all I got for you. And it was good to hear your voice finally on here, Eric, instead of hearing you in the background. And you guys take it easy. I'll talk to you same time next week.
All right, Eric. Thank you.
Take it easy. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Thanks, man.
All right, bye.
All right. Let's see here. Well, we have about 10 minutes left, and everybody's saying to stop yawning.
Sorry. So. I faked it, and then I had to yawn, and it made me yawn.
Okay. Couple things. First off, Frank, are you out there? Can you hear me?
Yep.
Frank, our pro...
Hey. All right. This is the new voice of Sepia RVP Radio. This is Frank, and
Frank G from Detroit.
Frank G from Detroit, and he is actually this is the first night that we're broadcasting without me running the board. Frank's running the board, so
he came out of the closet.
Yeah. We're upgrading and moving on to better things. This was the trial run with everything to see how things would work with sound and everything.
Frank did awesome as usual.
Frank did an awesome job with the sound from what the chat room has said. And pretty soon we'll be getting some promos put together and adding more into the show as in fading ins and fading outs and stuff. And I think you guys are going to be very pleased with what Frank has to offer out there.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes, and him and my brother, actually, Eric, who does the paranormal news and sports, are going to be teaming up and doing some things that I think you guys will be seeing around the Para-X.
Yeah, so and now, Frank, there's a lady in the chat room by the name of Misty Dawn, and I told her that I'd see if I could get you to say hello, Misty Dawn, to her.
Sure. Hello, Misty Dawn.
The deep voice. Yes.
The deep voice?
Yeah, yes.
Hello, Misty Dawn.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. The girls were going bonkers last night and today when we were doing a test run to get things going. And Frank, like, seriously, there was like 6 girls in the chat room.
And pools.
They were like, whoa, whose voice was that?
Cool, and I look better than I sound, so Rahul.
So, yeah, thank you, Michael, for and everybody else out there who's sending their love this way, saying it's a good show. Like I said, it was it's a little different for me. I was really anxious. And nervous and stuff, just because, you know, it's one thing when I have control of something. If I mess up, okay, my bad and stuff. So passing those reins on to somebody and leaving the fate of the show into somebody else's hand was a big, big step for me.
But, and it's nothing against Frank.
Yeah, it's nothing against Frank.
Incredibly
he's incredible.
Talented.
Yeah.
Eric just has a control issue.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, boy. So, he doesn't know what to do with his hands.
Exactly. So there will be a lot of monkey spanking.
Here you go.
Woohoo! So,
we have to... We have a couple of the EVPs/RVPs that...
Yeah, getting to the... You're like, keep sending your EVPs, like...
RV.
EVPs, RVPs.
Whatever.
RVPs, we'll call them. That if you were to die today, and somebody had a voice recorder around, what would you say to them? And, so let's see. The first one is from Kyle. He said, I drank too much amp. So that's probably why he died. That's just that he's giving a warning to everybody else out there. So thank you very much for that one, Kyle. That's a good one. I drank too much amp. Hopefully, yeah, well, I'll never go out saying that. So Lady V said hers would be, please set your K2 to vibrate.
Woo!
So nice. Let's see. Chris with Grasp is, pass me another monster. I love this stuff. Nice.
What? I don't believe that.
Did
you actually say that? Yeah,
he did.
5 minutes ago, he was text messaging me, sending me an amp picture. Liar, so. Liar, pants on fire. And yes, we don't purposely have the, like, I saw in the chat that somebody was like, hey, they've got, like, special effects going with the fan to make their hair blowing in there.
No, it's hot up here.
It's just hot up here.
I'll turn the fan up so we can really get that.
Holy crap, you're going to blow our shirts off. Whoa, wait. They might like that.
There you go.
Oh, my God. So I feel like I'm in an 80s freaking hairband video.
Yeah! So.
Oh, there's Colin.
I just stepped okay. On.
Let's see. Any more EVP, RVPs out there?
Come on, Alex.
Alex, Jason.
I dare you. Dare you. Sorry,
all right. Let's see. Murphy in Detroit's his EV would be.
You have to censor
I'm
it.
Sorry for being an a-hole.
To Amy.
So.
I'm not even gonna comment on that right now.
Chicken Zombie Tom is. I saw you naked.
Woohoo!
It's because the fan blew our clothes off. Come on, Alex. All right, there's Alex. Monster put me here.
Monster put me here. Dead.
Jason,
yeah,
come on.
She died from the amp, and then... Yeah.
Monster, you just didn't get the monster in
time. Monster's trying to revive you. Join the dark side.
Stephanie said, we would just laugh and ask for a beer. And let's see... Chris with chains of desires is why do my stairs go down? So, alrighty.
Oh my God, I don't know if I can read this. That's what Jason said. Woohoo!
Jason with grass says, "Hey, you want to make ghost porn with me?"
Here's a monkey.
Frank, what would your RVP or EVP say?
It would say, configuring Skype killed me.
Isn't that the truth? Boy, these last couple days.
Yeah, but you know what? Now that you're running it, Skype has not had a problem. It's amazing.
Scott in the chat room's EVP. Yeah, says it does make you go blind.
These are great.
What would yours say, Amy?
This has been. I'm gonna punch retarded babies in the head.
And yours, Jess?
I don't know. You go first.
Rule number 5, do not put on the face.
Maybe one day we'll share everybody with a what that means. No, we're not. Jess?
Oops. What was yours, Kate? It was say oops.
Oops.
Yeah. Story of my life. Oops.
Jason said he lost dairy when they said mine.
All right. And we do have to give a special shout out there to...
What are you talking about?
No,
we're freaking live on the air.
Oh, yeah, to Jason Schutz and Cummings. So we just want to say hey out there. Before I forgot.
You forgot.
I had a cat jump on my leg.
He had a pussy cat.
So.
Kylie Ma's EVP would say. Oh, jeez, she just like freaking up chucked on me. I think I was choking her. Alright, well.
Alright, guys.
I don't know what's going on, but I just wanted to personally thank everybody out there for listening. Thank you to Cal and TJ and Shane and Jen and Craig. And whoever else was in that group that was there. And thank you, all of the awesome support from the chat room. And I love you guys. Thank you, Frank, for pulling us through this. And bye-bye.
Yeah, thank you very much, Frank. And let's see. What else can we say? Next week's show. We will have Patrick Burns, Dave Schrader with Darkness Radio, and Marla Gibson on to discuss their new book that's coming out in September. So that's going to be a great show, everybody. And then the week after that, if I'm correct, we'll have the one and only Christian Day.
No, Night Stalkers is after.
Is Night Stalkers?
Yes, Night Stalkers is after.
Are you sure?
Michigan Night Stalkers and then Christian Day.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay, so the week after that, we'll have one of those two on.
No, Christian Day
is yes. Okay. We never
get the show. We have Dyslex ADD.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll be back next Monday where we'll bring you more from the paranormal world. Until next week, stay alive.